Good morning. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, May the 27th, and it's time for my May open line. Once a month, we open up the phone lines to hear from you, a progress report from you. How are we doing? What topics do you think we're neglecting, or maybe what topics do you think we're overdoing? What other feedback do you have for us? Any changes you would like to hear? What do you want to hear discussed on this program? We welcome your ideas for topics and guests at 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, toll free from anywhere. If you're in Madison, please use 263-1890. You can also send your suggestion via email, talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. What do you want to hear discussed between 6 and 9 weekday mornings? Issues, topics, guests, authors, any feedback that you might have. And as I mentioned at the top of the hour, this is no ordinary open line. It's a special open line, as this is a special day for this program and Wisconsin Public Radio. Two new producers starting on this program today. Rob Ferret is now the producer of this program. He used to be the producer of Tom Clark's program back when Tom Clark was hosting this time slot more than 5 years ago. Rob went on to produce Zorba Pastor on Your Health for a while and then took some time off to take care of his family and to work outside of Wisconsin Public Radio. He returns today, and we are very happy to have him back, Rob replacing Leo Duran, who left for another job opportunity, moved to New York. It was March now, I think, that Leo took off. And also Cynthia Schuster, who is, until today, was the producer of Calling All Pets. You also hear Cynthia announcing on the weekends on the Ideas Network. She steps into a brand new position of producer, director. She'll produce some of the programs that you hear. And she'll also direct this program as it's going on live every morning, helping me decide what calls to put on next, what emails to take, the direction to take the program every single hour. So we welcome them both to the early morning program, and we want your help with ideas and topics and suggestions on what we can do to improve the program and improve our service to you. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. If you're a longtime listener, you probably realize that this program usually deals with current issues in the news. We concentrate a lot more on politics and issues being discussed or debated by the state legislature or in Congress or other international issues. During our 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock hours, we do more of that. Sometimes during this 6 o'clock hour, we do lighter topics, but not always. So is that a good mix for you, or do you want to see something different? Beverly in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to have a show with people discussing whether it's the role of a state university to teach what, for lack of a better term, so early in the morning, I'd call morals. And let me give you a couple examples. A few years ago, students downloaded illegally an incredible amount of music, and the university spent another incredible amount of money defending their privacy, but I never saw a discussion of whether it might be wrong to download the music. Here's another example. I read a column in a student newspaper this spring about a student who went with her friends to a bar. They identified a 40-year-old woman as a victim. They dared one of the guys to kiss her, and they took a picture of it and then put it up on Facebook. I emailed the dean of students' office, and they said, "Oh yes, we're trying to teach them to not to think about their careers with mm-hmm. respect to Facebook." And it seemed to me that wasn't the question.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you want to have somebody from maybe the UW on to talk about whether they have a responsibility to teach morals in class?
Well, I guess I'd like to hear what people around the state think, at least as much. I know they don't want kids to have a bad experience, but...
it's something we can certainly talk about, figure out how to... I doubt there is a morals class, and maybe...
No. It's just there's no reprimand. There's no consequence.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for the idea. We appreciate it. Next, we go to Milton in West Allis. Hi, Milton.
Hi. I'd like to have somebody consider the teaching of law in our elementary and K through 12 schools. How can we be good citizens unless we know what the rules are? And we have ever more rules in this society, so let's start teaching them to the kids. Also, I think we hear, which restroom the candidate used, what clothes they're wearing, do we like the sound of their voice? I just seem to be hearing every topic about the cult of personality for the candidates, or, how do we think that, the latest poll affects all the other candidates, and which really doesn't tell us anything about what we need to know to make a voting decision. So I would like to hear more about the candidates' actual positions.
Okay, thanks, Milton. More on issues and candidate positions, less on personality. Got it. Thank you very much. What about you? What do you want to hear discussed on this program? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email, talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, May the 27th. Coming up this afternoon, it's At Issue with Ben Marins between 4 and 6. Ben will be talking about current issues of the day. We hope you join him for that. And we hope you join in right now with your suggestions for guests and topics, things you would like to hear on this program, any feedback you have on the program during this, my May open line. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Or talk@wpr.org. Dan in Wanakee is next. Hi, Dan.
Morning.
Morning.
I would like to see you challenge guests who make any type of health claims to provide peer-reviewed scientific evidence that we can go look up. And my example, maybe 2 months ago, you had a person on that was talking about balancing omega-3s and omega-6s. And I was unable to get on the air, and everybody was talking about how cholesterol seems to no longer be an indicator of risk for a heart attack or stroke, and exchanging butter recipes and all this business. And I didn't hear anything about the scientific research.
All right. I remember the program, but well, thanks, Dan, for hanging up. Guess Dan doesn't think that omega-3s and 6s matter in our diet. I think there is scientific evidence that it matters, but maybe we didn't discuss that in detail. So I take your suggestion, Dan, and we'll try to make note of that. Dan and Toma, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, and thank you for taking the input. Mm-hmm. I'd like to suggest a program on alternative energies, specifically highlighting hydrogen fuel cell technology and wind power turbine electricity generation.
Okay.
And thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Alternative energies. We have done some on that. We'll do more. I know the Alternative Energy Fair is coming up, I think, in June in central Wisconsin, and we'll probably do some programming around that. Now a line is open for you at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We had a caller who didn't want to stay on the air or leave her name. She would like to hear less feature programs, feature stories, like we did something with a guy who wrote a book on the best hamburgers all over the country. and she would like to hear more on political and social issues. All right, we try to have a good mix, because sometimes we hear from listeners who say, hey, there's more to life than politics. I'm tired of hearing politics every hour after hour after hour. So we try to weigh that and try to please most of the listeners most of the time, but I guess we can't please everyone. So no more light stuff and more political stuff, according to this listener. Rhonda in Minocqua, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, Ducky. I would love to have you talk to a man named Captain Paul Watson. He is the head of the Sea Shepherd Society, and no, don't try and say it three times fast.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that are responsible for the Japanese whalers not getting their quota this year. They harassed the ships. They actually boarded a couple. And they are the team that basically they've been out trying to film the seal slaughters in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And that the Canadian government actually illegally seized one of their ships in an act of piracy because they knew they had videotapes on board. It is a big controversy that you don't see a lot in this country. I mean, this seal slaughter goes on even though it's actually costing the Canadian government millions of dollars.
Yeah, but you said that they stopped the Japanese from whaling in their efforts to stop the seal slaughter?
No. They're involved in all of this stuff.
Okay, I see. Okay.
He has three ships, and they did board several Japanese whalers, and they slowed them down enough that they didn't meet their quota for the first time in a very long time.
Sounds interesting. Thank you very much.
He's a fascinating guy.
Yeah. Captain Paul Watson. Is that right?
Thank you very much, my dear.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, we certainly haven't done that issue. Anne in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, I'm glad Rob Garrett is back. He did a great job for Tom Clark. I'd like to hear much more, less molding of your programs, deciding by producers what callers should say what and having the producer kind of wheedle callers into saying certain things, because then the callers really aren't expressing what they call to say. And I'd like to hear more about Burma. Apparently 10 supporters of Aung San Suu Kyi were arrested on their way to her house because her house arrest is officially going to be over soon. And with the cyclone and the refusal to let foreigners really into the country to help the Burmese, everything is totally falling apart in Burma. So I would like to hear not just one, but follow-up programs on Burma. And also, I think Governor Doyle, he promised to be on your program when he was elected a long time ago. I think his no new taxes policy, his promise to WMC, needs to be discussed. And Governor Doyle needs to say why he's you know, sticking with it. It's a really desperate policy for the state. And fourth, the stock market's role in the food crisis and the energy crisis needs to be investigated thoroughly. And I'd like to hear a program on the stock market's role and how certain people are just, they're squeezing the rest of the world into probably major revolutions in a whole bunch of countries. And nobody's talking about the speculators who are just making out like bandits.
Thank you very much, Anne. Three very good suggestions, and we will do what we can. Appreciate it. Bill and Cobb, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Hey, what's the chance of getting someone on there for historically talking about great people, the state of Wisconsin?
Somebody to talk about historical figures of Wisconsin?
Yeah. Somebody that's,
it's certainly possible. We usually focus more on current issues rather than history, but from time to time. Who? Is there somebody in particular?
Well, Frank Lloyd Wright.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there's a lot of other people that were great people in this state.
All right. We, of all things, talked just briefly about Frank Lloyd Wright yesterday and a number of historical figures of Wisconsin, but not in depth. It was that they... Mm-hmm. Will be probably used to promote the state in the state's new marketing campaign. All the famous people from Wisconsin who spent time in Wisconsin, including Frank Lloyd Wright and George O'Keefe and Bob La Follette and Harry Houdini and all that. But you would like to hear like an hour devoted to a particular historical figure.
Right. I'm sure there's a lot of really great people that, help promote this state and get a lot of things going.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill. We'll see what we can do. We certainly want to talk about Wisconsin on Wisconsin Public Radio. So that's what we're all about. Shirley in Madison, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. You've had many very interesting programs on. I've learned a lot about wind power that I never knew. I've learned about Mel Laird. I really appreciate mm-hmm. your many different topics, and I look forward to hearing them. I haven't seen or heard anything in the news, probably because it has gone below the radar, about the whole thing of the lost emails from the White House and the no consequences for that, and the whole brewing confrontation about executive privilege as defined by the White House.
Mm-hmm.
I know the subpoenas are out, and I know that the people have not not answered in the affirmative, whether it's Harriet Myers or Karl Rove. But I would appreciate hearing something about that along the way.
I appreciate that suggestion, Shirley. It's been a while since we've done something on that. And I think there is someone who has just written a book about that whole situation, and we have a call out. I can't remember the name of the book or the author, unfortunately, and so we're working on something related to that. And I hope you will hear that soon. Marilyn in Cleveland. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
I would, first of all, like to compliment you for the many programs you carry on politics and international relations. I think WPR carries them much more in depth than the commercial radio.
Okay.
I have one caveat. I do think you could give the Palestinian side of the Palestinian-Israeli conflict a little more voice. I hear from the Israeli side more often, and to balance it out, I wish you would interview more people with the Palestinian side. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much. Usually when we do one side, we will do the other, because that is one that you will hear from the other side very loudly if you don't. So we do try to balance that out. But it's been a while. I admit it, that we haven't done either side for a while. So thank you, Marilyn. So we have now an open line for you. We're actually going to check news, so you can join us during the news or after the news at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And always include your first name and your community with your email. We open the lines once a month to hear from you, to get your suggestions for topics and guests, issues you would like to hear discussed on this program, any feedback that you have for us, whether you think we're overdoing one area or neglecting another. Also, any changes that you would like to hear on the program. Maybe a different mix of topics. Maybe less emphasis on politics in the presidential campaign, and maybe more on something else. Whatever the case may be, we welcome your suggestions and your feedback during this, my May open line. We'll check news and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine at 6:36 on this Tuesday, May the 27th. I hope you had a relaxing and reflective Memorial Day weekend. Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday, May the 27th. Let me also take the opportunity to thank Jean Purcell, who filled in for me all last week while I took some time off. It is good to be back, and it is good to be hearing from you with your program suggestions during this May open line. As I mentioned at the top of the program, two new producers are starting on the program today. Rob Ferret, who used to produce when Tom Clark was hosting this program, returns to Wisconsin Public Radio. We are thrilled and happy to have him back. Cynthia Schuster, who until today has been producing Calling All Pets, is now going to be producing and directing this program. So we are happy to have Rob and Cindy with us, and they want to hear from you. What are the topics and guests you would like to hear on this program? Any other feedback on how we can improve the program or change the program? Any feedback, welcome. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are getting lots of good suggestions during this open line. We do try to follow up on as many as we can. Please don't take offense if we don't follow up on your idea. It just might mean another host or another program already did it or will be doing it, or maybe we've already done it, or maybe it's just not quite the right fit for these early morning hours, or maybe the guest you suggest is in California and won't join us during the early morning hours. All sorts of reasons why we can't book all of them, but we do try to follow up on as many as possible. An email from Brian in Monona asking, could you please try to book Kevin Phillips again to discuss his most recent, very thorough analysis of the real versus reported rate of inflation that appeared in Harper's Magazine? You interviewed him about his new book, but not this issue. This is a very important issue in these times when most of us are struggling to make ends meet. I agree. Good idea, Brian. Thank you very much for that suggestion. That's right. We did talk to Kevin Phillips about his new book, but it's always great to bring back good guests to talk about different issues. They don't have to write a new book to return. Marcy in Cushing congratulates us on the new beginning for the program. Thank you, Marcy. Please strive to have Michael Pollan on as a guest. He is the author of In Defense of Food. Eat Food, Not Too Much, Mostly Plants. A very interesting, informative book. Yes, it is, Marcy, and we did interview Michael Pollan, back when the book first came out. He is a wonderful guest. It was a very interesting book. We still might have him back sometime. Just a reminder that if you miss an interview, you can always go to our website and listen to the past interviews that are archived on our website every single hour. I believe you're able to, if you're a member, you can download some of these programs, but you can listen right through your computer, WPR.org. You can type in the name of the guest or the book or whatever and see what pops up. And if we did it, it's right there, and you can click and listen right through your computer. Thank you very much for the suggestion. Jolene in Chippewa Falls, hi, you're on the air.
Hello, thanks for taking my call. Yes, growing up and historically, one of your previous callers called about history. Wisconsin has always been known as a very progressive state, forward-thinking. Well, lately it seems, is Wisconsin reverting to something else? We've got a $10 fine for no seatbelt usage. We've had two 16-year-olds killed in the last month because they haven't worn a seatbelt. Smoking ban. Less than 50% of the population smokes, but we can't get a law that prevents smoking in restaurants. Is that being progressive or not? Is Wisconsin historically, are we politically changing?
Okay, no, that's a great idea. Talk about where the state is going politically. Talk about where we've been. And you're right, a lot of people view Wisconsin as a progressive state, and I think a number of people are saying now maybe not so much anymore. Thank you, Jolene. I know that we did a program along those lines when Wisconsin passed that constitutional amendment prohibiting gay marriage by a very, very big margin. And that we talked a little bit about that at that time, but it's been a while. Thank you for the idea. Kurt in Springbrook, hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, a few weeks back you had on Robert Engelman talking about population growth and birth control.
Yes.
And I'd like to hear you have on Daniel Quinn and Dr. Alan Thornhill talking about why population growth is a result of overproduction of food. And actually, I called in when Robert Engelman was on, and I made the point that since the agricultural revolution 10,000 years ago, our population has been exploding because we've been overproducing food. And he agreed with me, but then he wanted to know how we were going to control our food production. And I think having Quinn and Thornhill on would be a great way to hear how we can do that.
Okay. Kurt, I'm sorry, I missed where the credentials or where we can find the guests you're suggesting.
I can send, they put together a DVD, and I can send you the link.
Okay. That would work. My email I'm trying to think if, I guess my email would be the best. My last name, CARDIN at WPR.org. We also have, if you go to our website, there's all sorts of places to email people or to send program suggestions or comments. And that website, again, is WPR.org. Next, we go to Maddie in Wapaka. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'd like you to have more guests as a follow-up to the shows that Bill Moyer puts on Friday nights. Like, he had a show about Bisphenol A, and it talked about the role that Milwaukee newspaper investigators had in coming up with information about Bisphenol A. And
I didn't understand what did they uncover information about, Maddie?
Well, Bisphenol A is a substance in plastic
that
migrates into the food and can cause cancer, and it can affect small children and their development of their reproduction organs.
Right. I get what you're talking about now. I just didn't quite understand.
But anyway, every Friday night, Bill Moyers has so many interesting guests, and I wish you would have more of those same guests.
Thank you very much, Maddie. We may not have had the exact same guests, but that topic of the toxics in plastics has been addressed on the program. Appreciate the idea, though, and many of us do try to catch Bill Moyers or see what who he's talking to. So thanks for that suggestion. Next, we go to John in Madison. Hi, John.
Hello. As a general principle, I think what you can do is simply read the New York Times every morning, rip out the five articles that you find the most interesting, and see which ones aren't covered on the nightly news, and use one of those as a topic. There was a topic of the Pentagon got 75 retired generals, fed them talking points, and introduced them to the mainstream media as a build-up to the war. Yeah. This is not allowed under the legal system. You're not supposed to propagandize the public if you're a member of the government, and there's a big hubbub going on in Congress to address this. Something else that was in the New York Times last week was that the Justice Department presented evidence from hundreds of FBI agents that saw CIA and private contractors torturing and abusing prisoners at Guantanamo, Afghanistan, and Iraq. This was suppressed, and they, you know, this is the kind of testimony and the kind of facts the public needs to evaluate our government. Secondly, as I've requested over the last 10 years, more corporate crime, maybe a corporate crime Tuesday every couple months. The last thing is there's a fascinating author by the name of David Buss, B-U-S-S. He's a professor now at the University of Texas, and he's got a discipline called evolutionary psychology. And what it does is it takes Dawkins' principle that the genes that exist are the ones that promote their own survival, and it puts it in an evolutionary context. In other words, we were hunter-gatherers for 4 million years before we developed an agricultural society. So if you look at human nature, you have to look at the adaptations to that kind of culture rather than modern culture in terms of reproductive and survival stratagems. It would be a fascinating subject. I read a couple of his books, and the guy's absolutely imaginative, and it's a move forward intellectually.
Sounds very interesting. Thank you very much, John. We'll try to look him up. We did do that study on the generals being the Pentagon's mouthpieces on, you know, different broadcast news outlets back when that story broke. Actually, I did it when I was filling in for Kathleen, so maybe you didn't hear it during this hour. I did it during a 9 o'clock hour. That was eye-opening, too. Thank you very much for all of the suggestions, and we'll take more of your suggestions coming up after this weather break. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. It's my May open line. We open up the lines once a month to hear from you. We want to know what you want to hear discussed on the program. We certainly have all sorts of sources to come up with program ideas, but we want to know what you want to hear us talk about. What topics maybe you think we might be neglecting or overdoing. Any other feedback that you have, it's all welcome. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Oh, I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener.
So why did I just play the Oscar Mayer Wiener jingle? Well, it's because we'll be talking with a marketing expert and author in our next hour who will tell us about power lines, words that sell brands, grip fans, and sometimes change history. We'll talk about the power of slogans, both corporate and political. And we'll wonder from you if you remember any of these power lines from the past or even current political candidates and commercials. That's coming up in our next hour. Right now, we are taking your suggestions for topics and guests, issues you'd like to hear discussed on this program between 6 and 9 weekday mornings. Jim in Bayfield County is with us next. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Boy, you sure get a lot of good ideas throughout the hour. It's
you bet. Mm-hmm.
Just amazing. We have, in Wisconsin, we have probably the world's best expert on both limnology, that's the study of lakes, and global climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Professor John Magnuson. He's a retired professor, recently retired, and he would be a very interesting person to have on to try to explain some of the phenomena that we're seeing and try to relate it to the possible change that we're seeing, you know, in global climate. He is going to be speaking at the Northwest Lakes Conference on June 20th, so it would be appropriate to have it sometime before then. And if you would like to read his papers, they are his most recent article is published in the newsletter for the Wisconsin Association of Lakes.
Okay, well, great idea. And I think we've had him on, but it's been a long time since we've had him on. So
in our lakes right now in northern Wisconsin, many of our lakes are 6 to 10 feet low, and this causes an enormous problem both for the lakes and for the people that own property around lakes, and recreational use has changed. It would be a very appropriate subject.
Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate that suggestion. We are getting a lot of great suggestions today, so thanks to all of you. Kevin in Superior, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Mm-hmm. Say, first of all, I wanted to suggest that you keep the light stuff light. I think it's been weighted a little bit more heavily towards that type of genre, like the Oscar Mayer Wiener stuff. So, you know, keep the focus on the harder news and the issues that really impact us as citizens, and you know, just kind of keep things weighted that way, just maybe a little bit more. Try not to overmanage or overproduce the program. Don't fall into that trap.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Well, let it be a more of an open forum type of a format as much as possible. Don't try to direct things too much. And I think that Tom Clark, they used to just take the callers in the order that they phoned in.
Mm, no, he didn't.
Well, in any event.
But in any case, I know what you're saying. But the reason that when we say direct, it is more of making sure callers are on the topic and that we're advancing and not necessarily going back to something that was discussed 40 minutes ago, you know, and that kind of thing.
But don't be too heavy with that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be too heavy-handed with that. And then also, you know, be patient with callers. Don't cut them off too quickly. And just a couple guests for you to consider.
Mm-hmm.
David Barsamian, who's a journalist, and he could talk about...
Yes, I know him.
Yep. Any topic that he's interested in, particularly right now, particularly government and... government's protection of citizens, or lack thereof.
Okay.
Norman Solomon, Robert McChesney.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Pallas would be great to have on again. Noam Chomsky. And I really like John from Madison's suggestions. They're usually excellent.
Yeah, he does have great suggestions, and so did you, Kevin. I appreciate it. We don't certainly want to... control the program too much to the point that we're stifling ideas. We want to talk about ideas. We just want to make sure that that we're staying kind of on the topic and not just going every which way.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. Linda in River Falls. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning, Joy. I was wondering if the program had ever had Kevin Wing from Open Arms, Minnesota on.
I don't think so.
Okay, he wrote a book called Never Give Up, And it talked about the work that he did with AIDS patients in South Africa. And then I think currently he's the director of Open Arms Minnesota, which I believe is a food service for HIV/AIDS affected people.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, Never Give Up is just such a wonderful, readable book. And you really get a feel for what Africa is like and what is, you know, how difficult it is to serve a poor population with, you know, really horrible chronic disease.
Thank you so much for that idea, Linda. Kevin Wing, Open Arms. George in Monroe. Hi, George.
Morning.
Morning.
Very interesting article in this week's New Yorker called The Fall of Conservatism by George Packer. I think he's one of their staff writers.
Okay.
It's
about the decline of the conservative movement?
Yeah, and the collapse of the sort of low-tax family values coalition. You know, essentially saying that in a national campaign, that can't win anymore. And McCain realizes that, but, you know, I guess it's sort of more optimistic about the collapse of that coalition than I've ever been, but that seems to be sort of conventional wisdom among the politicos that are analyzing it. If not him, I think there's probably a fair number of other people that are looking at this issue, and be interesting to hear them.
I think so, too. Thank you very much, George. Talk to the end of conservatism. I can't remember who that author was either, but it's, again, one of those topics that we can hear from other guests, other perspectives. That's what we like to do. And I took note of George Packard, or anyway, The New Yorker. Thank you very much. Mary Kay in Kenosha. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. I'd like to talk about illegal immigration in Wisconsin and how we should be having a day program here in Wisconsin for our workers, but we'd rather outsource them. Plus, we have people working from factories all the way to health care, but the state doesn't want to hear about it. They tell you don't go there. And the congressmen are listening, but they're not doing anything about it. So in other words, we're losing our jobs to other people and nobody cares.
All right. So you wanted to talk about how immigration or illegal immigration is affecting the job market in Wisconsin?
Right, and they're not doing anything about it.
Okay, thank you, Mary Kay. Dan in Lugerville sends an email. I would like to know the demographics of the listeners of programs on Wisconsin Public Radio, age, sex, profession, etc. I think it would be interesting to know who else besides me is listening to your show. That is kind of interesting. Maybe we can pass that along, some of the information that we know anyway. We don't know everything, Dan, but I don't have time to go into all those details right now, but maybe we can. Maybe with Mondays with Phil. We have a Mondays with Phil coming up, I think this coming Monday. Every first Monday of the month, we talk to Phil Corvo, the director of Wisconsin Public Radio, in our 8 o'clock hour. And maybe that's a question I can ask him to talk a little bit about the demographics of the audience. Thanks for the suggestion. Time for a few more. Sandra in Racine. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. What I would be interested in hearing is more about our public representatives, the senators, the representatives, that sort of thing, on the national basis. I find that I vote for Ron Feingold all the time. Every time there's something, I don't know why I'm voting for him anymore. We used to hear more about him. I don't know what he is doing and what he's for, and don't even read about him in the newspaper anymore.
Hmm. Well, he'd be sorry to hear that, because he's been kind of outspoken, especially against the war in Iraq and things like that lately.
Oh, well, I don't know why I haven't heard it, because I do get two newspapers, and I read them every day.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, that is what I'd like. I'd like, you know, sometime in depth, you know, what's his background, and what is he doing now, and what is he thinking, and perhaps other people are hearing about it, and I'm not. But
no, that's all right. We can certainly.
If not, I would really like to hear something about that, not just Ron Feingold, but the other ones, too. Maybe it's time to get new people in if these guys really are just sort of resting in their laurels.
Russ Feingold is still out and about and active. I just saw Herb Kohl, our other U.S. senator, on the news quite a bit because he was, I think he was scolding the oil company executives the other day, and we heard him. But you know what? We invite our elected representatives to be on this program periodically. Some agree to join us and some do not. We will continue to put the invitations out there. We will have elections coming up, especially for the members of Congress, and we will be doing a lot more over the summer and into the fall when it comes to the races for all of the congressional delegation in Wisconsin. So stay tuned for more of that. You know, I think we're out of time for this open line, at least to take your calls on the air, but we always are open to your suggestions. You can go to our website. There's a spot there to send in suggestions and comments, wpr.org. You can also mail us ideas in the regular old U.S. Postal Mail, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. You can also call Audience Services, 1-800-747-7444. Thanks for all of your ideas. We'll follow up on as many as we can. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.